Welcome, creepy cats and crazy kittens, to Java's Cosmic Halloween Special. Coming to you once again from my own ultra-groovy space-age guest pad here on Yo-Yo Island. And with the Halloween season fast creeping up on us, I've got the pad programmed to take us on a flight through the night to a pumpkin patch unlike any other I'll bet you've been to. So sit back and relax with whatever witch's brew you've got bubbling in the cauldron, and let Java conjure up a little musical magic for you while we lift off in our UFO for a bit of Halloween mischief and a trip to Krumpkin's Pumpkin Patch. Java 2, Menehune Control. Power is at maximum. I'm ready to launch.
Menehune Control, affirmative, JBP. Kabumi Base telemetry confirms all systems are go. You are advised to deploy witch detectors and scan for low-flying bats in the Salem vicinity. Lunar visibility is predicted to be variable below 5,000 feet. You are clear for launch.
Copy, Control. Pad 1 engaging lava drive in 3... 2, 1. And we're off. I can see my favorite mermaid, the lovely La Lava Lamponia, waving goodbye from tiny teeny high, just a short swim from the big island of Yo-Yo. Ah, she truly is a stirring sight, and you should catch her out of the water sometime. Well, we're rising pretty nicely now, up into the moody October moonlight. Next stop, Krumpkin's Pumpkin Patch, where we'll see what creepy kicks we can scare up. Meanwhile, the seatbelt light is now off, so feel free to move about the pad. And if you see the refreshment cart hovering by, just help yourself.
Thank you. I pondered weak and weary over volumes of forgotten lore. Suddenly there came a tapping, like Sandy Nelson out there rapping, rapping on my chamber door. Not to be unhip or yellow, I thought I'd check out all was mellow. I grabbed a candle by the door. I said, hey man, you caught me napping, then you start your tapping. But there was only darkness, nothing more. A stately raven, Weirdsville man, all shorn and shaven, cast his shadow on the floor. Ghastly, grim, and ancient bird, speak it, Dad, what's the word? Quoth the raven, nevermore. Flew right through my hall and foyer like a jetpack black destroyer, landing on my bongos on the floor. Here's this blackbird sitting chillin', man, I thought, now this is killin', wailed that raven nevermore.
It's music for your haunted hi-fi. Modern-day hipsters The Moonrays from their 2006 album Sinister Surf with some Poe poetry for you, The Raven for Beatniks. And we heard the way out outer space sounds of Sid Bass and his orchestra with that old devil moon. My name's Java, host of the Bachelor Pad radio show, and this is the Cosmic Halloween Special. Thanks for taking a ride with us tonight. We continue our interstellar travels with that crazy duo of Ferrante and Teicher and Man from Mars.
Thank you. tracking control. We've got a bogey moving at Mach velocity into territorial airspace. Have you guys put anything up there we don't know about?
Kennedy here, NORAD. Reply negative. Stand by. We're just acquiring a track on your UFO. Dang, this thing's moving at well over... no way is that anything of ours.
Understood, Kennedy. We'll send up a couple of birds to see what we've got here.
Right. Keep us in the loop on this, will you? Whatever that thing is, we'd like to know what the heck it's running on.
Copy, KSC. We'll let you know what we can.
Homeboy, this is Watchdog. Are you seeing what I'm seeing at 10 o'clock? Over.
Copy you, Watchdog. Roger, I see it, but I'm not sure I believe it.
NORAD, this is Sweeper Flight. We think we have a visual on your bogey.
Roger, Flight. Move to intercept.
Roger. Wing, move to intercept pattern Delta.
Roger, Watchdog, but we're never gonna catch that thing.
We're gonna try, homeboy. Swing up and stand by the afterburners.
Roger.
NORAD, I'm picking up a signal. Pretty sure it's coming from the bogey, over.
Read you, Watchdog. Patch it through.
Roger.
What the heck is that?
Scan the chatter, homeboy. NORAD, are you receiving this? Over.
Affirmative, Flight.
Signal is of unknown type. Getting very strong now. Control surfaces are fluctuating beyond nominal status.
Cockpit systems are going wild over here, Watchdog. I'm losing altitude. Gyro orientation. Going off gimbal. Out of control.
Disengage pursuit, homeboy. Homeboy, do you copy? Disengage. NORAD, my wingman is unable to intercept the UFO. Bogey is emitting unusually strong radio waves. Controls unreliable. Not responding. Cockpit temperature is rising. Feeling hot, but relax. Some kind of rhythmic beam, almost hypnotic.
NORAD control to Sweeper Flight. NORAD control to Sweeper Flight. Sweeper Flight, do you read? Watchdog, acknowledge. Sweeper Flight, do you read?
This is Watchdog, NORAD. Afterburners wide open. Almost out of fuel now, but closing in. Bogey signal very strong. Hearing the voice. Could be the UFO's pilot patching it through.
Hi again, this is Java cruising along with you in my airborne pad for this year's Cosmic Halloween special. Hope everyone's enjoying the flight so far. We've got a lot more in store, so adjust your seats to Lounge Factor 7, set your blenders on stun, and those of you who've got a window seat, why not share the view with a friend?
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? We'll be right back. golly gee, when you turn those heaters on. Woe is me, I've got to put the cheaters on. Jeebus creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? How did they get that size? Where did you get those
son, the vampire, he'll make you a wreck. Every time he kisses you, there'll be two holes in your neck. Blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he will leave you pale. All he does is drink your blood, 'cause he don't like ginger ale. When they see him, people scream and they yell. And they scream and yell, 'cause they're scared as heck that he'll say, blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he's a total loss. And if you should meet with him, do not drink or eat with him. Run if he takes out his dental floss. 'Cause my son, the vampire, ain't collecting it for the Red Cross. He wants blow. He needs blow. He drinks blow. Doesn't everybody have a glass? It's delicious. Yum, yum. It's blue!
Alan Sherman, the comedian who is known for the tune Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, and a whole series of My Son the Dot 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 records, with a new profession for his offspring, My Son the Vampire. I wonder how that looks on a resume.
Blah.
We also heard from Frankie. Not the usual Frankie you hear from this time of year. That was Frank Sinatra with Jeepers Creepers. Thanks for tuning into this Cosmic Halloween special. We've got so much more swinging music to come your way. It's scary. Here now, the exotica sounds of Mr. Martin Denny with Jungle Madness.
Not too much farther now. Best not to look back.
Wow, did you see that? Hey, George, did you see that thing up there?
I don't care what you see around these parts, Byron. Keep quiet while we're passing through here. This is a wicked tricky stretch of road this time of year.
You're telling me. I said to watch out till we got clear of this spot, but no, you had to floor it. Now we're one spare short of the two flats we got.
All right, maybe I should have figured those little devils would leave a rake in the middle of the road. But that don't make it my fault. Just keep walking. It's only another couple of miles or so to the all-night station up on Freeman Highway. Meanwhile, especially while we're still anywhere inside of old Lumpy Crumpkin's pumpkin patch, for heaven's sakes, keep your voice down. Hey, did you see that?
That's what I said. Up in the sky there. It's coming around again. Look out!
Lights.
Yeah, me too. And that weird glow, kind of greenish, and that hot rock all around it, bright as barbecue coals.
No, those lights coming on there.
Right, you two, get away from there! What do you think, Al? That's gotta be it, huh?
Gotta be, Fred. Though I never saw a meteor hang a left turn before. You guys, you see this thing come down?
Yeah, officer, we were just...
I said get away from there!
Yes, sir. Come on, Byron.
We were right here when it augured into that pumpkin patch over there.
Hey, look! Something's happening to it!
It's opening up!
It looks like some kind of a hatch. You guys, come over here behind the squad car.
I think I hear something.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Everybody stay back. I'm calling this in. Car 54 to dispatch. Over. Car 54 to dispatch. Ooh, what the? That sound. Getting louder. I can hear it on the radio.
Yeah, but it's coming from that thing.
Looks like we made pretty good time getting here. Got the hatch open for a little fresh night air. Nothing like the scent of scorched pumpkin around Halloween, is there? And speaking of pumpkins, I think I can hear some of the little tykes out there now. Well, we'll see about picking a likely jack-o'-lantern from among Crumpkin's pumpkin's ghoulish gourds in a little while. But first, now that we've dug in here at the patch, let's dig a bit of this.
Now gather round while I lose a date on what goes on when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. And some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed
is the headless horseman, he's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do-do-wow, wow, 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 wow.
close all the windows,
lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it will fit.
He likes them little, he likes them big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, 'cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop. Look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, 'cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
He finds himself endeared to a girl who's kind of weird.
You see, she's mostly and down my spine a new sensation crawls. Fastly, ghastly, the way she floats on air and walks through walls. Indeed, she's mostly ghostly. Try to kiss her and she'll vanish into gloom. Mighty, flighty, it's hard to say just when she'll reappear on a broom. Other girls I've known were simply dimply, just another standard pretty face. But this one haunts me so, I daren't let her go. It's so thrilling, really chilling, when we share a brief embrace. Because she's mostly ghostly, what a mystic gift to have her on my arm.
you do. What's up? I lie. Oh! Oh! I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyhow, I don't care if you don't want me. I'm yours right now. I'll put a spell on you.
The Wild Man, screaming Jay Hawkins, with his classic, I Put a Spell on You. We also heard from the group called The Creatures with Mostly Ghostly, and The Headless Horseman, a song originally made famous by Bing Crosby in the 1949 Disney film The Adventure of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, sung there by the lovely K-Star, right here on our big Bachelor Pad radio show's Cosmic Halloween Special. You can listen to The Bachelor Pad anytime you like by going to javasbachelorpad.com and then swinging over to the radio section. Here now to do the voodoo that they do so well, it's the retro swing band The Naughty Ones with I Dig Your Voodoo.
I dig that voodoo. I dig that thing that you do. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me. Your voodoo mystifies me. Your voodoo draws me near. Your voodoo draws me closer. Everything that I fear, I dig that voodoo. Ooh, I dig that thing that you do. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me. Devil in me. I dig your voodoo. I dig that thing that you do. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me. Well, I dig what you do when you work that voodoo on me.
I'm Ann DeSylvia, Traction News, here on Swampsbury Road, just north of the old cemetery outside Miller's Grove. With me are two eyewitnesses to the meteor's landing in an isolated pumpkin patch just behind me. Sir, may I have your name?
Sure thing. My name's...
I believe it's me she's asking, Byron.
Could you tell us?
I'm Byron, and this here's my pal, George.
Could either of you tell us exactly what you saw?
Sure. It came down
the meteor
from the sky
and landed
in
that
pumpkin
patch
just behind you.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
It made a big kaboom when it hit.
Yes. Thank you. I think I see...
And strange sounds when part of it opened up like a hatch and...
And...
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. I think I see Captain Campbell, local police authority on the scene here. Captain, what's this about a hatch on the meteor? What are the witnesses claims to have seen?
I'm not claiming nothing, lady. I saw it.
She ain't asking you, Byron.
Some pal you are, George.
What about that, Captain? Does the appearance of an open hatch on the meteor officially make this a UFO?
I myself haven't seen any hatch on the meteor, and so I would suggest the public remain calm.
Those other cops over there saw it, too.
Yes, thank you. Captain, if we could step over here.
And if they heard those weird sounds?
Weird sounds? An open hatch? Are you denying that we're dealing with a real UFO here, Captain?
Now, I'm not denying anything, Miss DeSylvia. I just don't want anybody to stir up any kind of panic.
Look out! There's something rising in the pit!
Better get away from her. All right, stay back, everybody! Get back! What the Sam Hain is that thing?
There's something going on now. I can't see too well. I'm trying to get closer.
You officers, keep away from that thing. We'll let the military handle this baby from here on out.
Yes, sir, Captain! You heard what the Captain said.
I have a pretty good view of the UFO now. Some kind of round shape is rising above the top of it, like a large dish. It's moving, turning this way, emitting a powerful beam.
We're putting out a much better signal now that I've got the pad's main dish fully deployed. Well, I think it's time to go picking in the patch. And since I promised the luscious Little Mermaid back on Yo-Yo Island something very special, I'll step out and see if I can find an outstanding candidate for this year's jack-o'-lantern. Meanwhile, help yourself to the snack tray. We've got some very tasty lady fingers, some tangy Munster cheese, and tonight, those aren't olives in the martinis. So keep swinging, everybody, and I'll be back in two flaps of a bat swing.
Just about free now. She's too weak to see now. Too big.
murder your wife.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride, and down I go, all around I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. Well, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame. With such a burning desire that only your kiss, 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 kiss put out that fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. Well, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame with such a burning desire. Not only your kiss, put out that fire. You're the love, the love, the lover that I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time I'm in, ooh, under that old black magic car.
You're a dirty robber.
Old black magic car. Uh-oh, get out the car. Old black magic car.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, under that old black magic.
Spooky Stereophonics, right here for you on the Bachelor Pad Radio Show's Cosmic Halloween Special. Sammy Davis Jr. creating some musical mischief with that old black magic. Before that, Neil Hefti and the theme to the 1965 movie How to Murder Your Wife, a movie that starred Jack Lemmon and had the tagline, "Bring the little woman, maybe she'll die laughing." And we started that set with Billy Strange, his guitar and orchestra, with an old TV favorite, the theme to the Munsters. More ghoulishly good music still to come, so do stay tuned. Here now is Voodoo Sweet and Chant of the Moon.
Scene here at Crumpkin's Pumpkin Patch, where the vigil continues deep into this cool October night. All eyes anxiously fixed upon the weirdly luminous UFO that fell to Earth not 50 yards from where I'm...
Ma'am, all you news people, you'll have to move back now. We're establishing a security perimeter here.
The military has arrived on the scene, and we're being told to move back. I'm going to try and get a word with the officer I see, with Captain Campbell. Captain Campbell, may I ask you to introduce the officer you're speaking to?
This is General Tremaine. He's taking over the CP.
I'm now in official command of this situation. Sergeant, I ordered these people moved back.
Yes, sir. We've been telling them, sir.
General Tremaine, there seems to be a lot of heavy equipment moving into the area. Are you anticipating any hostilities from the UFO's occupants?
We'll be ready for whatever they're up to. You can count on that.
And has anyone officially tried to establish peaceful contact with the beings aboard?
I told them I'm only a cartographer, but they brought me here anyway.
Sergeant, clear this perimeter on the double. That's an order.
Yes, sir. Ma'am, please move your crew across the highway there.
Hey! One of them's coming out! It's moving into the pumpkin patch!
One of the UFO's occupants appears to have left the craft. Difficult to see around the unearthly glow, but I would swear his spacesuit looks strangely like a smoking jacket. Wait a moment. Something else is happening. Good Lord!
Here he comes now!
Let's get him, boys. Plan 42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pumpkins. They're attacking him.
Ow. Grab his legs. Yeah.
Saints preserve us. They're possessed.
Attaboy, Timmy. Give him one right in the pad.
This is amazing. The occupant of the UFO, this visitor from the stars, now appears to be under attack by incredible as it seems, the pumpkins in Crumpkin's pumpkin patch.
You're asking for it, Java Man.
I'm trying to get a better view. I can see now, but I can't believe my eyes. The pumpkins are swarming, attacking the space being who has stepped into their midst, and they're singing.
Pumpkins, 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 dish out pumpkins, 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 pumpkins,
we grow, we hoe, we spit, we're foul,
we're rotten,
everyone!
It just keeps going. To see your soul undone.
Pumpkins, pumpkins, pitched by pumpkins, we will never sell.
We're fell.
We yell.
Skin, fly, and hell. We've grown to give you hell.
What is that awful smell?
We know, but we won't tell.
Pumpkins, 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 things get pumpkins in the night. We rule.
Crew.
We drool.
We're ridicule and pray on any fool.
Don't take no pumpkins,
pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins. We're ghastly little ghouls.
Pumpkins, 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 kick fools, rumpkins, souls we knock about.
Pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins,
we're damned unkind.
Pumpkins,
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 we spit the seeds of doubt.
Pumpkins,
pumpkins, pumpkins,
pumpkins,
pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins,
pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins,
pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins,
pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins,
pumpkins,
pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins,
pumpkins, we'll sink your schemes. Destroy your dreams. We'll shred your hopes and steal your means. Unravel all your seams.
We're nasty little bees. We're drunken pumpkins.
Drunken pumpkins.
Look out, loser, here we come again. Your destruction means for us a happy Halloween!
Hey, I got my stem! I got my stem! Fight him, Bella!
Stop him before he gets back inside!
I can't hold him!
Can this really be happening? An interstellar emissary battling possessed demon pumpkins? I've never seen anything like it. It's as though the very forces of chaos have been unleashed into the dead of night. Could this be the very beginning of the possible end of life on Earth as we once knew it? Why doesn't someone, anyone, do something?
All units, open fire! Fire at will!
All units, fire at will! Fire at will!
Having any effect.
Then we'll keep pouring it on until it does, Captain. Colonel Cornthwaite, move those M1s in closer.
Right away, General.
Sir! The saucer's dish! It's moving again! Swing it around! Sweeping us with that beam!
We seem to be getting some pesky interference with the pad signal out there, so I'm adjusting the hyperdimensional transponder a bit. Ah, that's better. Wow, I'd hoped to collar a great Halloween pumpkin this year, but the little monsters in this pumpkin patch really are definitely not your usual jack-o'-lantern material. I'm lucky to have made it back aboard the pad with most of my martini. Hey, it looks like one of those sinister squashes stole my premiere edition of Bachelor Pad magazine. Ah well, good to know I can easily score another issue online at www.bachelorpadmagazine.net. As for what to bring my mysterious mermaid, La Lava Lamponia, back at Yo-Yo Island, well, I'm sure I can come up with something she'll enjoy when the witching hour strikes this Halloween.
Thank you.
Song straight from Hades, David Carroll and Hell's Bells.
Thank you very much.
Before that, a little anatomical cha-cha-cha with Frenchie and Ribcage Mambo. And we heard from the master of exotica and creator of tons of B-horror movie music, Mr. Les Baxter, with his composition Voodoo Dreams. Plas Johnson, famous session sax player, doing the work on that tune. This is the Bachelor Pad Radio Show's Cosmic Halloween Special. Hope you're having a frightfully fantastic time. From their 2006 release, For the People, here are those kooky cats known as the Metrolites. This tune is a favorite of Godzilla, Mothra, and all the creatures on Monster Island. It's All Giant Monsters Attack Tokyo.
Thank you.
everything we have at that saucer and haven't so much as scratched it.
Sir, Professor Van Orson has just arrived.
Good. Get him over here. Maybe those eggheads at Specific Tech have come up with something we can use to clobber these invaders.
I'd hope to get here sooner, General, but the roads are almost impassable.
Yes, yes. What matters is you've arrived. Now, tell me what science can do to turn the tide here.
I wish I could, General, but all our research vehicles have been attacked by the mobs outside Miller's Grove. The panicking fools have destroyed everything. There's nothing left. Not even so much as an anemically blood-stained hanky.
Then we're finished.
I'm afraid it looks that way, short of a miracle.
Hardly the sort of thing I'd expect to hear from a man of science, Professor Van Orson.
Sometimes, General Tremaine, science doesn't have all the answers, nor does it represent the sum of all knowledge.
Poppycock!
Sometimes we must reach out with our spirits when our feeble reason and our flawed science fails us.
Balderdash!
And accept that we are only an infinitesimal part of a greater myth.
Bullsh!
Sir! General Tremaine, sir! The UFO's beginning to lift off!
Some new form of attack!
No, it looks like it's leaving peacefully for the sake of intergalactic harmony. General, hold your fire. Let's show these beings that man too can raise his ruddy head up to the stars and knows more noble means of communication than mere brute force.
I don't do mere brute force. Pour it on, boys! Where's that third napalm strike I ordered? Get the White House back on the line. What's holding up the nuclear authorization?
Sir, Tactical Ops reports the UFO is already out of range, and the pumpkins appear to have ceased hostilities.
All right. All units, cease fire.
All units, cease fire. Cease fire.
You've made the right choice, General.
We all better hope so. Looks like you got your miracle, Professor.
We all did, General. For despite the mighty scope of our science, despite our vast military prowess, it would seem that mankind was, in the end, saved by...
Excuse me? General Tremaine? Professor Van Orson? And Sylvia, Traction News. Is the UFO really leaving?
It appears so, yes.
Then we're safe?
I wouldn't say that. Remember, those pumpkins are still out there.
General, do you think that Krumpkin's pumpkins pose a further threat to the public this Halloween? And what do we do if they do?
Whatever the threat, and wherever it comes from, we'll be ready to show them we're not just any monkeys with machine guns.
General Tremaine, sir, we're picking up a strong radio beam coming from the UFO's trajectory.
Perhaps a farewell message of some kind.
More likely a warning from space. Let's hear it, Colonel.
Yes, sir. Routing it to the command post speakers now.
That hypnotic rhythm. What can it mean?
It means I'm ripping into a box of Chardonnay, for one thing.
And will we ever know who the cosmic wanderer was that came from the stars to visit this lonely pumpkin patch on this dark October night?
The cosmic who?
And where could this strange visitor be returning to? Limitless intergalactic space? Or maybe to some other fantastic cosmic dimension?
I can't hear you.
What?
Well, we're on our way back to Yo-Yo Island now, where High Adventure sticks to you like a torn wet shirt in the torrid tropic light of teeming tiki torches, and my seductive little mermaid, Lilava, always loves to share a lively tale. You can drop in on Java's guest pad there around the clock, and of course, you can always visit me at javasbachelorpad.com for the utmost in swinging bachelor pad action. And remember to get your subscription to Bachelor Pad Magazine, now available online. Thanks for coming along, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the show. Happy Halloween! And remember, keep swinging. Swinging.
We'll be right back.